This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
7:43, 17 till 8, quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. They're going to have a meeting today. Joe, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. So tell me about the committee meeting today.
Yeah, we have a committee meeting today to follow up on what happened with the inmate escape. And I think really it's about to figure out sort of two things. One, what happened, and I don't know how much of that we'll solve today. And then I think, two, which has been the most recent focus, what needs to be done to avoid this happening again and to promote good communications and planning between all the agencies who are involved.
Who is going to be at the meeting? Is Susan Hudson going to be there?
Well, she's invited to be there. So she's supposed to be there. State police is going to be there. NOPD confirmed that they're going to be there. And certainly the sheriff is not alone. They have partners in doing the criminal justice work, but obviously the sheriff being there will be a focus.
What have you heard from the sheriff so far about this?
Pretty much what we've seen in the media about what happens, and listening to the sheriff at press conferences and again, quotes in other places. So, I mean, I understand they're trying to put the prison back together and had a federal status conference yesterday and working our way through things. But at the same time, it'd be nice to get some more details too.
Yeah, I talked to Rafael Goyeneche last Wednesday before this happened, and he mentioned his concerns about DOJ cuts and the consent decree going away for not just NOPD. He was not as concerned about that as he was with the Orleans Parish prison, I call it that. What is it? The justice facility, I think. And he was concerned about that. But I'm looking at a story here from WDSU-TV. Says that Hudson stated in a news conference Friday she wrote letters to the consent decree judge, city council, and everyone who had listened about the budget and funding to get help with the defective locks at the jail. But did you know anything of defective locks?
Well, it's interesting because we have an email from a month ago, April 14th, where the main issue is the mental health facility, which is phase three. And then one of the last paragraphs is, by the way, we've spent money on HVAC repair on port doors, and we've repaired the locks. Now, maybe that was poorly written, and they meant to say there's more work to be done, but the way the email reads just a month ago is that they spent money on it and expected to be reimbursed. And, Tommy, to your point, a point I've tried to make the last couple of days, is, look, this sheriff is under a federal consent decree. The judge has ordered us to do certain things at different times, including building the mental health facility. If the sheriff or anybody else thought there were exigent circumstances and things that had to be done that neither the city nor the mayor were paying for, go to court, file motions. And listen, there hasn't been a motion filed with the court about issues like this. So I don't think that's quite accurate what was said. And I understand everybody's trying to be careful about where things are and money that's spent. But if you really do truly have something that you think is that important of significance, just go to the federal judge and ask them to make a ball strike on it.
So Sheriff Hudson said she wrote letters to the consent decree judge, city council, everyone who would listen about the budget and funding to help get help with the defective locks at the jail. You're saying the only thing that you got was an email at the end that said that she spent money to fix the defective locks. Is that accurate?
That's it. That's correct.
So either burying the lead or certainly not making it seem as though that was a pressing concern. And what you're telling me, Joe, and for people who don't understand the workings of this, if there was, and the sheriff was aware of an ongoing problem with cells not locking or defects here in the jail or there, there were mechanisms for her to come forward, right?
There's multiple mechanisms.
What are they?
There's, let's see, you can come to the council informally. We have a quarterly meeting where Councilmember Thomas has a criminal justice committee meeting that is the sheriff and NOPD and criminal court judges and the DA, and they are not shy about asking for money when they think they need it. Now, that doesn't mean anytime anybody asks for money, you get it, but it's certainly that is a form to doing it. If you don't like the council answer, you can always go to the mayor and see if the mayor wants to provide extra funding in a budget. And then in this instance, the final one, in my view, as I just said, is you can go to the federal court and the judge can, you know, presumably first would like to have a conversation before there's a court order. But then also, if that doesn't work, then ordering the city to provide things. So in my view, there's multiple points. And look, I'm not trying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to beat the sheriff up repeatedly about this, but also remember, Tom, the sheriff gets a huge amount of money from the city to run the jail. We've asked the sheriff to participate in our accounting system called BRASS so we can see the personnel and operating spending that's going on, and the sheriff has routinely refused to do that. So it makes it hard for us when, even when there may be asks, when we can't see what's going on, to just keep on being an ATM for an outside agency.
But all of that being said, when you look at the video, A, if anybody had been watching that video, this could have been stopped or halted, and B, that had to have made some noise, what they were doing, and it just really does indicate, forget the effect of this, funding that, somebody was asleep at the switch here, and the basics were not being tended to. That's not inaccurate, is it?
No. Well, and that's the other point we've made, is that this funding thing, in our view, has been a dodge, because, yes, the points you've all raised, which are there's video that shows what's going on. Under the consent decree, by the way, they're supposed to round every 30 minutes at random intervals. Well, if that was supposed to happen, then somebody should have rounded around 1 o'clock in the morning, around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, et cetera. There should have been these multiple points. You know, the fact that nobody really seemed to know outside of the agency till 9:30 or 10:30 in the morning is problematic. None of those things cost money. It costs, you know, making sure that things are running correctly and that things are operating the way that they're supposed to. So, yes, I think we've talked plenty about the budget and the resources and understanding that that's been an argument. But at the same time, the basic operations of the jail and making sure things are done A, B, C is more about management than it is about money being provided.
Yeah, I want to talk about when we come back what the council can do in common sense. I don't know how the time frame could go to 8 a.m. until, I guess, NOPD was notified. Is that what we understand to be the fact?
I think NOPD wasn't notified until almost 10 or 10:30.
10:30.
And, yeah. So, there's a time in between them knowing and NOPD finding out, too.
All right. Susan Amato, a representative, has called for Susan Hudson's resignation. I don't think that's going to happen. It's an elected position. She is up for re-election. The voters get to decide on that. We'll continue the conversation with Joe Geruso when we come back. Six prisoners, I think, still at large. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:58, a couple minutes left with Councilman Joe Geruso. They're going to have a hearing later on, talk about the great escape from Orleans Parish Prison. Joe, you know, the sheriff's had some problems before. If you look at the whole Kristen Morales thing and the you know, it's an elected position, and I don't know that, with all due respect, she had a lot of experience running a jail. I don't know how you can come to any conclusion. We're going to talk to Representative Amy Adato Freeman in the next hour, who's calling for her resignation. I mean, bottom line, is she getting the job done or not?
With this, no.
General,
I mean, that's just the bottom line. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I think the problem has been, look at the last two millages. The last millage passed by, I think it ultimately wound up being 4 votes. It was a renewal of an existing millage. That should be a layup of a layup. And I know some political people want to say, well, it's a win. Okay. But I would also argue that if it is to a degree a referendum on the job being done. And before that, when the sheriff couldn't explain and doubled the millage, it lost by the widest margin of anything I've seen in Orleans Parish history by over 90%. So I think, you know, the no votes, in my view, probably people who just don't like taxes, but also people who are skeptical of leadership. And I think there's been a number of missteps along the way. And unfortunately, the sheriff has a tendency to, rather than look inward and accept responsibility, blame other people for what's happening. And I'm sure there are things that everybody can be doing better, but at the same time, I think good leadership is recognizing, hey, this is where we got to get better and do better too.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. Good luck today. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. We're going to come back, talk to Jason Hughes, Louisiana State Representative, calling for an audit of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. And we'll talk to Representative Amy Adato Freeman, who's calling for the sheriff's resignation. And we'll talk to Marlon Gussman, former sheriff. That facility's been troubled for a long time. You might remember during his tenure, they had prisoners escaping, posting videos, going back to jail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.